Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bus out there, 1, 2, 3, bus!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Bucs Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holney. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Bucs Minute Cast. The Bucs Minute Cast is brought to you by the Bucs Report. Check them out online, BucsReport.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. Well, it is summer OTAs, but I like it. You know, I know that we're a ways away from football, but it still gets me excited to see the players on the field. The quarterback competition is heating up. Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask, who will reign supreme? That is the question. Of the film that I saw of the OTAs, of the practice, I think that Trask shows a little bit of jump in his step. I do think it is going to be an interesting competition and to ultimately see who is the number one quarterback. Of course, I do think that Baker Mayfield has a jump. He has an advantage over Kyle Trask as he has the pedigree. He has the tenure on his side. So ultimately, you know, knee-jerk reaction in May here. I do think that it will be Baker Mayfield's job come game one. So I don't think that's saying anything too crazy out there. But it is interesting to see this offense take shape out there. Pretty unidentifiable over last season. As we know, Dave Canales is in charge of the offense. And even though there is no playbook, you are starting to see different looks, kind of more of an up-to-date offensive plan, more consistent with what you see around the National Football League. So excitement abounds as we make our way through the summer. Baker Mayfield says the first practice when everyone is learning a new offense can sometimes be messy, but he was impressed with how organized the Bucs were today and how everyone seemed to be on the same page. These guys showing up hungry, ready to impress, to improve, to show that they're ready. I mean, if you take a look back under Tom Brady was kind of outspoken when it came to summer OTAs. He didn't show up to the last couple years he was here. He didn't really see the benefit of it. He drew comparisons to, you know, pitchers showing up in the middle of the winter to start throwing baseballs, that kind of thing. That was one of the things they were talking about on the Rick Stroud podcast today. I understand what he's saying, but a team like this, a team that is in transition, I do think it's important for them to get together and practice, especially since it is a new offensive coordinator and there is new quarterbacks at the helm here. So it is going to be interesting to see how it all takes shape. Todd Bowles says second-year defensive line Logan Hall has gotten stronger since the end of rookie year and has also progressed in the mental part of the game. And oftentimes the mental part is even bigger than actual execution. Baker Mayfield says the Bucs seem like a no BS group that is all about winning from the top down. It is going to be impressive. I'll talk about it a little bit later about how some people are already panning this Bucs team, even though we are in May. There's many people that are panning this Bucs team to be one of the worst in the NFL. Let's prove everyone wrong that this Bucs team has potential. I have no doubt. Second-year tight end Cade Otton says quarterback Kyle Trask has taken steps forward in terms of leadership and how the conviction he has in his throws. Again, you know, this all goes back to Todd Bowles talking about he is not going to name a starting quarterback in May. If he did that, what would happen? Kyle Trask would be resigned to the fact that I'm the backup QB and there would be no fire in his belly to impress, to improve anyone. So the fact that they're positioning this, that it is a battle for the starting quarterback position, I think bodes well for the team. I think it's good logic by Todd Bowles to kind of to give an incentive to both quarterbacks to prove themselves. Otherwise, you know, like I said, I don't think there would be a real battle there. Cade Otton says his ultimate goal is to be an every down tight end who never comes off the field, and that's what we're hoping for. Chris Godwin, who was a surprise to see at the OTAs, he said that he kind of wants to get in lockstep with the new quarterbacks and that he actually enjoys playing football and doing these things. Wide receiver Chris Godwin said he's feeling really good and thinks he's very close to being all the way back to his form, his late 2021 injury. He can feel the explosiveness come back, and we will need that. We will need that explosiveness this coming season. Godwin says, guys were flying around in today's OTA, showing a lot of intensity. There was no contact, but he said it felt like kind of a training camp practice. So the energy was there, and that is what we like from this Bucs team, as I'm excited to see what they have. A change in the guard at the quarterback position, of course we know that, and from that exudes excitement for me as to what this Bucs team will ultimately look like. All right, so coming up after the break here, Baker Mayfield talks about how, like I talked about earlier, that people are already kind of pegging this team to be a bit lackluster. We'll talk about Baker Mayfield's comments coming up after the break.
News. Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right, they are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with a brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using promo code MINUTECAST for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to tame your mane. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with Manscaped's Pro Beard Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. That's right, face grooming doesn't need to be hard. Get 20 different beard lengths in just one guard. Plus, it's waterproof so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. The Pro Kit doesn't end there though. They have created the dermatology just tested formulations for post-trim care. First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember all the hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head. That's why this kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped's beard oil, an essential piece of your main facial accessory. No one wants a guy with a beard that is brittle and dry. The oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine, making you look extra fine. Cap the kit off with a beard balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculptured look to attract any fellows or dames. The Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code MINUTECAST, Manscaped, Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
All right, welcome back into this edition of the Bucs Minutecast. Once again, take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. So to start off this next segment here, Baker Mayfield addresses the comments of people already panning this team, even though it's only May.
Baker Mayfield was feeling the heat. It wasn't from the competition at quarterback, but rather temperatures that climbed just shy of 90 degrees during the first organized team activity. "I'm still sweating quite a bit," Mayfield said during his news conference Tuesday at the Advent Health Training Center. "I had to change shirts before I came out here to see you guys." A very personable guy, I guess I got to say. That's one of the attributes of Baker Mayfield. ESPN ranked Tampa Bay number 30 in its power rankings, the lowest among NFC South teams, despite back-to-back division titles and three straight playoff appearances with Tom Brady under center. This story here in the Tampa Bay Times. None of that bothers Mayfield, who has been counted out before and likely will be again after joining his fourth NFL team since July. And I like this. This is going to kind of light the fire under Baker Mayfield to make him want to impress. And I think it is going to be exciting to see what this team has as we head closer and closer to the start of next.
I mean, let's face it, there was a lot of changes that were going to be coming at this team. A lot of players left, a lot of players coming. But to solidify the quarterback position would be optimal. "I played in this division last year and pretty sure the Bucs still won it," said Mayfield, who split the 2022 season between the Panthers and the Rams. "I don't really care what the people in Vegas are putting odds on in May. We haven't played real tackle football. We've got a long way to go. It's just the time of year where everybody springs forward. It makes it fun. We haven't played real tackle football. It seems like no BS squad that's all about winning." And I do think that that is the case. I think that this is a team that is interested in proving the rest of the NFL wrong. All of the talking heads that think they know something about football, that, you know, Brady's gone, this Bucs team doesn't know how to win. Mayfield goes on to say, "I'm very comfortable moving around, moving in the pocket," Mayfield said. "Not only do I enjoy that, but our offensive line love it too. It keeps the snap, the launch point for us in a different place, and you keep the defense just caught off their guard a little bit, so it makes it easier for everybody when you're making it up the pass and you can run well. It's a good system overall." And one of the things I guess I would be most excited to see is, you know, of course we know that Brady was a good quarterback. No one's going to ever dispute that, but he wasn't a running quarterback. And I know the perils of being a running quarterback is that you expose yourself to injury, that kind of thing. But if you take a look at some of the ones that do it the best, you see Kansas City. They run the football quite a bit. You take a look at the Bengals, they run the football quite a bit. So it's kind of a young man's game there to run the football a little bit more. And I think that, you know, the Bucs could be that way. I think that Mayfield could be that guy that could give some different looks if there's not a good pass to be made, if there's not a good handoff to be made, that you can actually run the football. That is one of the things that Brady did, you know, not very well. One, because he wasn't a great runner, and because, one, you didn't want to injure the GOAT, a great one. So I think there's not that pressure anymore to, you know, protect this legacy player on your team. These are guys that are just, you know, put on the work boots and go out to work and prove to everyone why this team, this Bucs team, is one to be reckoned with. All right, I want to thank you once again for joining me on this edition of the Bucs Minute Cast. Once again, take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MinuteCast at manscaped.com. I'll talk to you guys next time.